Ekatra Podcast Conversations, for the curious essential knowledge, simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Ekatra AI. Welcome to the deep dive. You know that feeling when you're facing something huge, maybe writing a novel or a big work proposal, even just a major life change, and you just sort of freeze.
Yeah, that paralysis, it's real.
Well, today we're cracking open the manual for exactly that feeling. Anne Lamott's classic, Bird by Bird, some instructions on writing and life.
And this deep dive is, I think, really important because this book goes way beyond just writing tips. It's really a guide for tackling any massive creative thing or even personal stuff. Yeah. It gets right at those big blockers, self-doubt, and that like crippling need for everything to be perfect right away.
Yes. If you're trying to achieve anything difficult, honestly, the ideas in here are pure gold.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really its power, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lamott just pulls back the curtain on the whole creative process.
Yeah.
Makes it less mysterious. She basically says, look, great work doesn't come from some, you know, lightning bolt of inspiration. It happens through small, consistent steps. Mm-hmm. And forgiving yourself along the way. That's key.
Right. It's about the practice, not the sudden genius moment.
So maybe let's talk about Anne Lamott herself for a second. Who is she?
Sure. Well, she's a really well-known American writer. Novels, nonfiction, essays. You might know her from books like Traveling Mercies or Operating Instructions.
Uh-huh. Very personal stuff.
Exactly. Known for being incredibly raw and honest and funny, too. Her voice is just very distinctive.
And what makes her advice feel so, I don't know, real? So authoritative.
I think it's because she writes from, like, the trenches. She's not pretending to be this perfect, flawless guru looking down from on high.
Right. She's one of us.
Yeah. She calls herself a fellow traveler. Her authority comes from, you know, actually struggling with writer's block, dealing with addiction, figuring out life as a single mom. It's earned.
So you trust her?
You really do. Because she gets that writing or any creative struggle isn't separate from just living. From surviving life's messes. Her advice feels humane, you know, focused on just keeping going.
Okay, so let's dive into the book's main idea. What's the central argument she's making?
At its core, it's pretty simple, actually. Writing isn't some magical talent. It's a craft.
Okay.
And you sustain that craft by showing up, trying to be honest, and it's this crucial embracing imperfection.
Accepting that it won't be perfect.
Exactly. The goal isn't some impossible, perfect first draft. It's just about keeping the practice going day by day.
So the book itself, it kind of walks you through that.
Yeah, it's like a roadmap. It starts with really practical tools for just facing the blank page, you know, getting over that initial fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then it moves into the psychological side. The self-doubt, the jealousy, the fear of what people will think. All that internal noise.
The stuff that really stops you.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, she covers basics like character and plot, but it always comes back to the writer's inner world, their mindset, their habits.
So her big aim then is really about empowerment.
I think so. It's about giving you the tools and maybe the permission to tell your story. Find your truth.
And to do it with courage and humor and self-compassion. That seems huge.
Absolutely. It's like a writing guide wrapped in a lesson on being kinder to yourself.
Okay, let's get practical.
Yeah.
Part one is about just getting words down. And this has to start with the title story, right? The bird by bird metaphor.
Oh, it's such a great story. So Lamott talks about her brother, who was 10 years old at the time.
Right.
He had this huge school report on birds due the next day. And he'd put it off naturally.
Naturally. We've all been there.
Totally. So he's sitting there. Totally overwhelmed, surrounded by books, probably near tears, can't even start.
I can picture it.
And his dad just comes over, puts an arm around him and says super calmly, bird by bird, buddy. Just take it bird by bird.
Wow. That's kind of everything, isn't it?
It really is. Stop looking at the whole enormous, terrifying project. Just focus on one bird. What's the single smallest piece you can tackle right now? It just breaks it down, makes the impossible feel, well, possible.
One manageable step.
Exactly. And that leads right into maybe her most famous and most freeing concept.
The SFD.
The SFD. The shitty first draft.
Yes. Okay, explain this. Because it sounds amazing.
It is amazing. She basically says the secret to good writing isn't magic. It's accepting that all writers, even the great ones, produce terrible first drafts.
Really? Like truly messy?
Absolutely. Messy, rambling, incoherent sometimes. And she says that's not just okay, it's necessary.
Okay, but why? How does accepting a bad draft help you get to a good one? It sounds a bit like just letting yourself off the hook.
Well, think about it. That little voice in your head demanding perfection right from the start.
Yeah, the inner critic.
That voice is the enemy of creativity, Lamott argues. It shuts you down before you even begin.
Hmm?
The SFD gives you freedom. Freedom to explore, to make mistakes, to figure out what you're actually trying to say without that constant pressure of judgment.
So the goal isn't quality at that stage. It's just quantity.
Yeah.
Getting something down.
Pretty much. Just get the raw material onto the page. You can fix it later.
Right.
But you can't fix a blank page.
That makes sense. Get it down, then get it right.
Exactly. And to make even that first step less scary, she has another technique. The one-inch picture frame.
Okay. What's that?
So if you're stuck, feeling overwhelmed by the whole story, don't try to write the whole thing.
Right.
Just focus on a tiny, tiny detail, like looking through a one-inch square frame. Describe one specific memory, one sensory detail, one small moment.
Like a snapshot.
Precisely. She calls them Polaroids, little focus snapshots. The idea is if you collect enough of these small, honest details, eventually you start to see how they connect. The bigger picture emerges more organically instead of you trying to force it from the top down.
It's another way to trick yourself into starting small.
Yeah, bypassing that feeling of being overwhelmed by the sheer scale of it all.
Okay, so we've got some words down, maybe even a messy SFD. But then the real fun begins, right? The psychological warfare.
Oh, yeah. That's where Lamott really shines, I think, tackling the inner stuff.
And the big one is perfectionism. She has some strong words for that.
She really does. She calls it, famously, the voice of the oppressor, the enemy of the people.
Wow. Strong stuff.
But she argues it's not really about having high standards. It's more like a defense mechanism. It comes from being terrified of being vulnerable, of failing, of being judged.
So it paralyzes you.
Completely. And that leads to the other big monster. That constant negative chatter in your head.
The self-doubt, the anxiety.
Yep. And she gave that a name too, didn't she? Radio station KFKD.
K-fucked. I love that metaphor. Because honestly, sometimes it feels like that station is playing 24/7 in my brain.
Mine too. Especially when facing something tough. And her advice here is so smart. She says you can't actually switch it off.
Right. It's always going to be there, broadcasting negativity.
Exactly. So the trick isn't to achieve silence, which is impossible. It's about recognizing the noise for what it is, just noise, not truth.
Okay. Acknowledge it.
Acknowledge it, maybe even nod to it, like, oh, there you are again, KFKD, and then consciously turn the volume down.
Don't let it drive the car.
Precisely. You take away its power over your actions. You hear the criticism, but you keep typing anyway.
That's powerful. She also talks about where to find your material, right? It doesn't have to be dramatic.
Not at all. She really encourages looking inward at the ordinary stuff in your own life. There's this great section on school lunches.
School lunches? Really?
Yeah, like mining memories of things that seem totally mundane, like what you ate for lunch as a kid.
Mm.
Because, she argues, buried in those small, specific, everyday details are the seeds of bigger, universal emotional truths. It's about finding the profound in the ordinary.
I like that. And how does this connect to things like plot and character?
Well, she keeps that focus on authenticity. She insists that believable characters have to be the real engine of any story. If you really know who your characters are, their flaws, their desires, their fears, then the plot isn't something you just slap on top.
It comes from them.
Exactly. It grows organically out of who these people are and the choices they make when faced with conflict or difficulty. It's character first.
So, stepping back a bit, what are the main themes or messages we should take away from Bird by Bird, beyond just writing?
I think there are a few big ones. First, definitely that whole idea of embracing imperfection and the SFD.
Right. The permission to be messy first.
Yeah. And crucially, separating the act of creating that free, messy, exploratory part from the act of critiquing or editing. Those need to be different stages.
And you can apply there anywhere, can't you? Learning a new skill, starting a new habit.
Totally. Like, if you're learning an instrument, don't expect to sound like a pro on day one. Just make some noise. Aim for progress a little bit each day. Not instant perfection. Be kind to the beginner you.
Okay, what's another core theme?
Writing as an act of discovery and truth-telling. This is huge for Lamott.
Meaning, you don't necessarily know what you think until you write it down.
Exactly. You write to find out what you know, what you believe, what the truth of the situation is for you. It demands real honesty.
And paying attention. that looking around idea.
Yes, rooting your ideas, your feelings, in concrete, specific details from the world around you or your memory, that's what makes it feel true and relatable to others.
Makes sense. Okay, third theme.
Community over solitude. This one pushes back against that romantic myth of the writer suffering alone in a garret somewhere.
Right, the lone genius trope.
Lamont's not buying it. She strongly advocates for having a support system. Trusted readers, writing groups, what she calls calling around.
Why is that so important?
Because while the writing itself might be solitary, living a creative life isn't sustainable in total isolation. You need people who get the struggle.
Uh-huh. For feedback, for encouragement.
Exactly. People who can offer both compassion and honest feedback when you're SFD, well, needs a lot of work. It's a more realistic, sustainable model.
Yeah, that feels much healthier. Now, the book is also famous for being incredibly quotable, right? Lamont has such a distinct voice.
Oh, totally. It's packed with these little nuggets of wisdom that are funny, blunt, and just stick with you.
Okay, let's share a few key ones. We have to start with the title, quote, The Absolute Foundation.
Bird by bird, buddy. Just take it bird by bird.
The universal mantra for tackling anything overwhelming. If you forget everything else, remember that.
Absolutely. Then there's the one that just gives you permission to exhale and start.
For me and most of the other writers I know, writing is not rapturous. In fact, the only way I can get anything written at all is to write really, really shitty first drafts.
That just takes all the pressure off, doesn't it? It's okay to be bad at first. Everyone is.
So freeing. And what about when you're writing about difficult real-life stuff, people you know?
Ah, she has a zinger for that, too. Really empowering.
You own everything that happened to you. Tell your stories. If people wanted you to write warmly about them, they should have behaved better.
Boom. Mic drop.
It's such a powerful claim to your own perspective, your own truth.
It really is. And finally, one about the purpose behind it all.
Yeah, she reframes writing, not just as self-expression, but as potentially an act of generosity.
The world is so full of people who are grabbing and self-seeking. You can become a lighthouse, a rescue boat. You can become a giver.
Which puts a whole different spin on why you might want to share your story or your insights. It's about connection, maybe even service.
Okay, so taking all this great advice, how do we apply it beyond writing in just like everyday life?
Well, the bird by bird approach is tailor-made for project management, right?
Yeah.
At work or even big academic projects.
Totally. Instead of staring at that massive report you have to write.
Right. Just say, okay, today all I'm doing is drafting the executive summary. Or this morning I'm just outlining one section of the thesis.
Break it down into those birds.
Exactly. Kills procrastination because the next step feels doable. And you actually build momentum.
And what about the KFKB stuff, that negative self-talk? Oh, that's huge for just general psychological well-being.
Nah.
Recognizing that inner critic's voice when it tells you you're not good enough for the job or you'll bomb the presentation.
Yeah.
Recognizing it as noise, not fact. That's a core skill for mental resilience. You hear it, you acknowledge it maybe, but you don't let it dictate your actions. Turn the volume down.
That's a daily practice right there.
Definitely. And the one-inch picture frame, you can use that for personal goals, too.
How so?
Like, say you want to learn a new language. Overwhelming, right?
Totally.
So don't focus on fluency. Focus on learning, say, 5 new words today. That's your one-inch frame. Or getting in shape. Forget the marathon for now. Just do that 15-minute walk this morning.
Celebrate the small daily wins.
Yes. Focus on those tiny, achievable steps. That's how you actually build lasting habits.
So, wrapping up. What was the biggest takeaway for you? What really stayed with you from this deep dive?
For me, it's probably the sheer relief, the liberation that comes from accepting that failure isn't just possible. It's like a required part of the process.
Yeah.
Lamont makes it okay to be imperfect, to stumble. And she does it with such humor and warmth that it makes the whole daunting idea of creating something feels human again. Possible.
I agree. What struck me most was that fundamental shift she pushes for moving away from being obsessed with the final product towards finding value and even joy in the daily process. The reward isn't just the finished thing. It's the act of showing up day after day and doing the work bird by bird.
Yeah. It's really ultimately a philosophy for how to live a more engaged, less fear-driven life, just cleverly disguised as a book about writing. It's practical wisdom mixed with profound humanity.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker. Another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Ekatra Foundation.